Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I am just texting with a few people over at the Trump campaign headquarters in the RNC. And tomorrow, Germ, as a heads up to you, you'll hear it live here. We're going to be joined at some point. I'll leave that hard part to you, Jeremy. Jeremy does the hard part of the show. I just sit here. I'm the pretty face in front of the microphone. I know, you do the math, but Jeremy makes all the working pieces work and keeps all the plates spinning in the air and the flaming, what do you call them, chainsaws that he's juggling in the deep end of the pool, no less. But tomorrow, the former Lieutenant Governor of California, Abel Maldonado, is going to be joining us. Talk a little bit about what we can or cannot expect from this pre-taped interview with the Vice President and her running mate. It's going to be priceless, and I I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to wait to see it. I will watch it, but boy, I am going to be wondering what was left in the editing bay, because there's going to be a lot of stuff. I can almost guarantee you they are going to make them look as good as possible. I can't imagine for a second that Dana Bash is going to ask them anything remotely tough. If you've got a question you think she ought to ask, you can send it to me. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always open to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. We're about 13, 14 minutes away from your chance to win. Pair of tickets for Skinnerd at the Beach. Lynyrd Skynyrd is coming to the Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach. I've got a pair of tickets for you, and I'm going to give them to you at 4:20-ish this afternoon. So stay very, very, very close for that. I'll tell you one of the questions I would ask. Madam Vice President, when did you know that Joe Biden had lost his mind? Right? At what point did you realize that he was not up to any part of being the commander-in-chief? And the follow-up to that is, well, why didn't you let anybody know? Why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you say something about it? How is it possible for you to keep the American people in the dark? CNN... going to ask that? I've got a sneaking suspicion that they're not. Because the policy at CNN, which at one point, believe it or not, used to be a legitimate news operation. It really did at the very, very beginning. I mean, you got to go back 30 years, whatever. Yeah, 30 years plus. It was a legit news operation then. Now, not so much. It's been comprised of propagandists and apologists. Although, that Scott Jennings over there, I don't know how long they're going to keep him. He's actually saying things that are right and asking legitimate questions, so he's going to have to go. If you take a listen to cut number one, this will give you an example of where CNN is with the whole Vice President Kamala Harris thing. Cut number one.
It's a bad image to have a man, let alone Donald Trump, trying to speak over another candidate. I mean, we just saw the clips. They weren't pretty. They were funny, but they weren't pretty.
Brad, what do you think about how they should be handling this?
Well, I think, first off, Kamala Harris should be very comfortable with a muted mic. We're on day 34 with her not doing any interview with a major journalist. Her mic's been muted for a month, so she should be happy to have it muted after the questions in the debate. You know, I always think that when you're the candidate trying to change the rules of the debate, then perhaps you're worried about how you're going to do in the debate. And that's how this looks to me with Kamala Harris.
Amisha, you want to push back on that?
Absolutely, because she's needling him because she can. Kamala Harris has the wind at her back. She has outsized fundraising. She has been able to amass within a very short amount of time historic levels of on-the-ground outreach. We're talking a campaign like none other we've seen in American history. It's quite often compared to the 2008 Obama campaign, but Obama's campaign did not do this in record speed. That's what we're seeing here.
Well, wait, hold on. Brad, do you see a world where not debating is good for Donald Trump? I mean, is that, I mean, if he is a little bit on his back foot, it seems like a debate is something that, you know, might be able to change things for them.
I think most people in the news media can't get to Kamala Harris to ask her a hard question. So it may take a debate for her to have a hard question. So, no, I think he needs a debate.
Yeah. I mean, okay, that's fair enough.
I think he does need a debate. I think it's fascinating, though, that the vice president is now throwing all sorts of new stipulations out there. And Donald Trump hasn't had a single solitary one. This is the most fascinating part of this to me. For all of the finger-pointing and the jumping up and down and the humping and bumbling and rah, 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 Donald Trump has said, let's have as many debates as we possibly can. What are your demands? Well, I just want a debate. For all the people who hate Donald Trump as just a knee-jerk reaction, this is one where even you can't hate him. Well, that's not true. You can continue hating him on a personal level, but you can't stand in opposition to what he said, which is, eh, whatever rules they want, I don't care. Standing, sitting, doing jumping jacks, we'll have the microphones turned off or turned on or whatever it is. But why on earth, if you're the vice president of the United States, and you've had such a storied career, why would you have these demands at this point? One of the demands I kind of sort of could understand a little bit. You remember that first debate? Presidents Trump and Biden were standing. It was not a good look for Joe Biden, but it was by design for Joe Biden. Remember who it was that said they should be standing? It was the Biden campaign, because they wanted to show America, look, he's fine. He can stand up for 2 hours. Can you stand up for 2 hours? What about the no notes? Once again, it was by design. They were sure that Joe Biden would be able to say what he needed to say when he needed to say it, and this would reassure the American people. Well, why does this vice president who served in all of these big posts, why is she now saying, oh, I want to bring a briefing book with me? What, are you kidding me? No, doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. But Donald Trump has said anytime, any place, whatever the rules are, doesn't matter. Just want to do it. I want there to be a debate, and I'm hoping that there will be, right? September the 10th is the day that it's supposed to happen. Remind you that September the 10th is also the day that our pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be dropping by. Make sure that you are here for all of that. Is there going to be a second debate? I don't know. Will Kamala Harris do any interviews besides this one Dana Bash interview? People are asking, like Ari Fleischer, hey, how come Tim Walz is there? Well, I think we all know. So that he can step up in the event that she says something she's not supposed to say. I think he will be coming to the CNN set with a big giant bowl and some tongs so that he is able to properly mix up her word salad when she makes it. Because those word salads of hers just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and messier and messier. She'll get all sorts of aid and comfort from CNN, make no mistake about it. But it's going to be unique. I'm sure it'll be filled with joy. What were the other terms they want? They wanted joy and strength, right? I think they wanted strength. They may have checked a box on joy. Because if you're just turning in every once in a while, you would see happy people. No, you wouldn't. You see a lot of people yelling at you. Well, you could see strength. Couldn't really. Well, I don't know. I'm sure that they, you know, did some focus groups and it just all worked out just fine. So, a couple of minutes from now, 4:20-ish to be exact, I've got a pair of tickets for you. Skinnerd at the Beach. Leonard Skinnerd is coming to Virginia Beach on September the 7th. We've got a pair of tickets. They are tough to get, let me tell you that. And as well they should be. I've seen Skinnerd twice now and absolutely love him. Absolutely love them. One heck of a show that they do each time. So hopefully you'll win those tickets again, 4:20-ish. and we'll have a little fun at 4:33. I got a big event, or they've got a big event. I'm not part of it, but I want to go. Big event down in the Hopewell, Prince George area. We'll talk about that at 4:33. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed will be here. Please make sure you are listening to John. I think he's winding up his tour down there in Southwest Virginia. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:20 and an ish. Yeah, you want to go see Skynyrd? No, let me rephrase. That sounded like a question. Let me rephrase it. It's a statement. You want to go see Skynyrd. Make no mistake about it. I speak as a Skynyrd fan, and B, someone who has been fortunate enough to see them live in concert a few different times. They're great. Absolutely great, great show, tight band. They know what they're doing. Like I said, it's rock and roll royalty. A little Southern fried rock, which is how I like my rock prepared. You want to go? I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm just going to remind you that it's out in Virginia Beach. So it's Skynyrd at the Beach, Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater. It is September the 7th. Two tickets. If you can go and you'll want to go, we'll take caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. All good stuff there. All right. Quick heads up, just a reminder to you, because sometimes people get nervous. I shan't be here for a couple of days next week. Headed to D.C. for some things up there. But I know that Jeremy will keep you in very, very, very good hands. A couple of really good texts coming in right now. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. John in New Kent says, Jeff, we could have added statues to Monument Avenue. Yep, sure could have. That was something I suggested over and over and over again, that we should have added statues. Don't take them away. Steve the Painter says the Lee Monument is actually at that women's prison farm out in, I think it's Powhatan, actually. He said Goochland, but I think it's in Powhatan. Jeff, the monuments for Monument Avenue are over at the wastewater plant, but I think some of them are actually gone. There appears to be less over the last few months. They are along the fence line right next to 95. You can see them tarped in white plastic wrap when you get on 95 at the Maury Street ramp. Yeah, all right. That's. I'm so sorry to hear it. I don't know where they've gone, right? Why they're not back on Monument Avenue? Well, they'll never be back on Monument Avenue. I think we can all agree on that. That's just not going to happen. But there's potential for a museum of some sort. We've got all sorts of battlefields in Central Virginia. Perhaps they are relocated to some battlefield sites that make sense, that tie in with who they are. I think it would be fantastic if they were all in one museum site. But I don't know that anybody's willing to take the steps. 540 says, Jeff, I have thought the same thing. Shifting and erasing our history is tearing from the present by loss of tourist dollars. Maybe the statues could be rescued from the wastewater treatment plant, placed in an area like battlefields. There's certainly enough area battlefields in the immediate area to accommodate all of them. I think that's a good idea. 757 weighing in on the brand new COVID shot. What booster number is this? Is it 18, 19, 20? They keep coming out with them, and it's always the one that's really, really, really going to do the job. I don't know. 757 says, Jeff, I had the first COVID shot, put me in bed for a week. I felt terrible. Then I got all covered up. I was in bed for 3 days and was like a minor cold. Okay, I guess that must have been the booster. 804, Tom and King Williams says, Jeff, why doesn't the War Memorial Museum in Newport News take the statues? Well, you can't go in and just take them. They've got to be given to you. I don't know how that would work. 804 says, questions for the vice president and the wannabe vice president. Number one, what will be your border policy? Well, that's a good question, because even she doesn't know what it is. She doesn't. Apparently now she's in favor of Donald Trump's border wall. Man. Jeff, the entire CNN interview is going to be choreographed, taped, and spliced. Yep, could be. Absolutely could be. Jeff, 804, your friend Howard Gutman just doesn't know what's really going on. Well, we could stop right there. You're right. Because Howard is a super nice guy, but he is bat crap crazy. And I do worry about him on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. 804, Randy says, Jeff, I'm 64 years old, man. For most of my life, I proudly called myself an independent. I voted for Bill Clinton the first time. I voted for Barack Obama the first time. But the Democrat Party has just lost its whole entire mind. I wouldn't vote Democrat if my life depended on it. NASCAR is losing fans and viewers. I watched the race last week. It was silly. Constant wrecks. The skills of drivers had nothing to do with the race. Didn't NASCAR go woke and kind of retreat a little? They probably lost some fans who have not come back. Maybe. 804, Jeff, I would ask the vice president, why did you denounce your Indian culture? I don't think she's ever denounced it. Her mother says that she is Indian, not black. She can't be trusted if she's willing to throw away her own. I don't think that she has denounced. I don't think she's renounced. I think what she's done is to, play the game a lot, you know, to try and game the system a little bit, right? When it's convenient for her to be heralded this way, well, she'll take it. It's very convenient to help her election to talk about this, then you do this. And I understand that. I don't think she personally has done that, although she has completely and totally eliminated parts of her life. Those, like, 8-10 years she lived in Montreal, never mentioned anywhere. And even though she's from Berkeley, her official website, her official information now says she was born in the East Bay. Because the East Bay sounds a lot better to moderates than Berkeley does. That's the deal. Down in Hopewell, some big stuff coming up. And Betty McDonough, who's with that Hopewell Prince George Chamber of Commerce, she's joining us at 4:33 to talk all about it. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Well, it is. It's Wednesday. And we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of good stuff. I promise you, our pal Mike Dickens is going to be along in just about an hour. We'll talk about some of the local scandals that Mike is covering as our citizen journalist, citizen reporter out there doing a great job. I've got another pair of tickets for this great sampling event. Some amazing world-class bourbons are going to be sampled. And I don't know, sampling to me sounds like you get more than you would at a tasting. But we'll have to find out. The tickets are worth $120 for the pair. It's coming up at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture on September the 14th. And 5:20-ish this afternoon, I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. What about Hopewell and Prince George? Well, they...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We've got some big stuff going on, the next couple of days. It sounds exciting. It looks like it's going to be fun. And Becky McDonough, who is with the... Hopewell Prince George Chamber of Commerce. I do believe she is the president, the CEO, the big poobah there, is joining us. Becky, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. Did I get the title right? It is Big Poobah. You are the boss of bosses.
Oh, you
there.
Did. Yeah. The other, sometimes they call me the quarterback, but poobah is even better.
Well,
promotion.
Excellent. Yes, congratulations. You are the top of the top. And you
thank
got some,
you.
You got some great stuff going on down there in the Hopewell Prince George area.
We really do. We have been working for about 18 months to bring back the idea of a Hopewell Festival, and it's called Rivers and Roads, and it's going to be happening on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. We didn't want to do it on Labor Day. You know, yeah. People have family and travel and that sort of thing, and we're really excited to share some of the details. It's a two-day fishing tournament at the Hopewell Marina.
Oh, wow.
Some lucky fisherman is going to win a $10,000 cash prize.
Say what?
Not,
hey, whoa, don't go running past that part. $10,000 is part of the fishing tournament?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow.
So if you even think you can catch a big bass, you need to go out there for that.
Wow. Oh, I love that. Now, just so we're clear, those are 10,000 actual American dollars.
That would be the case, yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make it clear because if it's, you know,
not Monopoly money. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, some country I've never heard of that it's worth $7. Congratulations, but
no, and it's not going to be $10,000 worth of coupons. No.
Right. It's actual cash money. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so how do you get signed up for that?
So you go onto the tourism website, which is visithpg.com.
Okay.
And that gives you all the details. It's all up there. How to sign up, who's sponsoring, what's going on when.
Wow.
Couldn't be any easier.
No, this is pretty cool. And tell me about this five and dime part of the event.
So are you a motorcycle rider by chance?
I like watching people on motorcycles. they don't make training wheels in my size, Becky. So the answer is no. I'm sorry.
No. I'm with you. Well, for many, many years, motorcyclists have referred to a 72-mile ride as the five and dime. And what they're talking about is leaving Hopewell, going down Route 10, across the Benjamin Harrison Bridge, down scenic Route 5, across the ferry into Surrey, and back up Route 10. And we caught wind of that designation during COVID and decided to brand that ride because there's so many places you can get outdoors to a park, on the river, just kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of a big city.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. I love it. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you visit visithpg.com, you'll see all the details there. Visithpg.com. And we were talking a little bit about the fishing tournament. So you're looking for bass and $10,000. In addition to all of that, you got some live music that we're going to be listening to on the river.
We do. We're excited on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to live music from our favorite local band, Magnolia and Friends,
okay,
we will also have Beyond Boundaries. They're coming down from Richmond to offer free guided pontoon boat rides during the day on Friday.
That I can do. I do pontoon boats. I like pontoon boats.
They're very relaxing.
Yes.
You can come down for a pontoon boat ride.
I love that.
And then on Saturday, it's a little more rigorous. So you would have to eat your you'd have to eat your Wheaties for that one, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because we'll be having sports relays and a rock climbing wall. And RVA Paddle Sports is coming down so people can paddle on the river for free.
Wow.
There'll be a street festival with vendors and then live music from the Sounds Funny Band on Library Street from 12 to 3, followed by the Jangling Reinhardts, will close out from 5 to 9.
Good band. I've actually seen those guys. They're really good.
They are really good. And so we're excited. And then on Sunday, the festival will shift to historic City Point and the Appomattox Manor, where we'll have some history with park rangers from the National Park Service. They'll give tours on the grounds.
Wow.
And we'll also have an education trailer. And some acoustic musicians will be performing, and there'll be a hot dog stand.
Well, all right. So I'm there for Jangling Reinhardts, pontoon boat, hot dogs, and watching them. I got like 80% of the activities covered.
That's good. Maybe there's, 20% of your listenership will be on there for the other.
Oh, we'll cover it all for you. Don't worry about that. Everybody, there would be plenty of people there for plenty of stuff. This is so cool. Now, was this all your idea, Becky?
Well, heck no.
Oh, okay.
We started this thing, and we had in-person visioning sessions. We had citizens' feedback with an online survey. We promoted it and asked people. We had questionnaires on the street at farmers markets.
Nice.
We really wanted to see, what do people want?
Yeah.
And the feedback was clear. They wanted an event that strengthens all of our bonds,
right,
bringing Richmond down here to our area, You know, we're really one big area when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted stuff for youth and teens, and they wanted it to be a safe place.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you covered all of it, and I'm just excited about this. Again, visit HPG.com is the website. Visit HPG.com. So I can envision this being a tremendous success this year. And there's a lot of stuff happening, it seems like, in Hopewell and in Prince George in general, North Prince George specifically. City Point in Hopewell is just such a beautiful place and filled with history.
True. And you know, we always have to do a little shout out to three new things. One is Tree Time Adventures, which is a zip lining park in Prince George.
Wow.
That's new and very fun.
Yep.
And then, you know, two that most people know about are the Boathouse at City Point and the Beacon Theater.
Absolutely.
And both of those have come back strong from COVID, and we're so excited.
Oh, I love the Boathouse at City Point. I could pretty much eat every meal there if, you know, they would let me. And,
I'm with you.
right? And you know, the Beacon Theater, obviously, has been host to our Politics and Bites events, the last couple of them.
I think absolutely.
Next one, in October, we're doing there as well. It's just great stuff. And I think sometimes people get focused one way or the other, maybe even forget that there's so much great stuff just a little south of us. So visit HPG.com is where they go, Becky. Anything else you want to give a little mention to, just to help inspire people to get down there, catch the biggest bass, take home $10,000. That's a nice invite right there.
Well, I think maybe for some people, the idea that we have plenty of parking and no parking meters.
Well, that's beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Might be an incentive.
Oh, I love that. Wow. Now, do you think you could talk with some of the folks in, I don't know, Richmond about the whole parking meter thing?
We want them to keep giving those tickets and putting those boots on there.
Oh, thanks. All right. Well, I see how it is. Well, Becky, I got to tell you, I am so grateful that you are doing this. I got a lot of friends in that Prince George, North Prince George in particular, a lot of friends down there.
Yep.
This is a great excuse to come down and hang out and enjoy some stuff. And I just think it's great. I want you to keep me in the loop because I've got a sneaking suspicion this is not the only thing that you're going to be doing to help boost Hopewell and Prince George.
No, and I hope I'll run into you live at the next Politics and Pints.
Love it. It's a date. I love the sound of it. Thank you, my friend.
Get to meet each other in person. Thank
you.
Indeed. Really
Becky,
appreciate
you. You betcha. Becky McDonough, she is the, I think, executive director and CEO is the official title, but she's the big boss over there, the Hopewell Prince George Chamber of Commerce. And this is going to be a heck of an event, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, all throughout that area, that five and dime ride. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to reach out. I got friends who are real motorcycle guys like Thor and Sloniker. Come to think of it, I think McSloniger might still have training wheels. Somebody told me that. I don't know if it's true. But anyway, they're like real honest-to-goodness motorcycle guys. So I'm going to reach out to them and see what they know about this five-and-dime motorcycle ride. If you want more info, visit HPG.com. Don't forget, we got about a half an hour, a couple of minutes more than that. I'm going to give you the chance to win a pair of tickets for the Virginia Distilled event. It is the Bourbon Sampling, Virginia Museum of History and Culture. Two tickets, retail value on those. It's $120 for the two tickets. So I guess sampling is a heavier pour than tasting. That's what I'm thinking. And some of the best bourbons. You know, Virginia has really embraced this whole bourbon culture. We had some good quality bourbons for a long time. I'm here to tell you that we now have some great quality bourbons, and that's going to be highlighted, and I know there'll be other bourbons there, but your chance to win those tickets coming up at 5:20-ish. Are you getting the new COVID booster? And what do you think the question should be for the vice president and the wannabe vice president? Oh, any ideas on helping us hang on to our now only one NASCAR race? Because I am fearful that $200 million in revenue for Central Virginia might be leaving. And I just don't want to see it happen. You can hit me up on all of that, of course. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Brad sends a Facebook message here. Oh, I should remind you, if you're not with me on Facebook, follow The Jeff Katz Show or like The Jeff Katz Show. I forget what the button says, but you'll go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook and make sure you're there. Same thing over on X. Follow Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show. Brad says, Jeff, what is your go-to bourbon? And is it hard to find? I might be able to help you. I'm looking to scale down my collection. My go-to, I would say anything Bowman Brothers. I like to stay loyal to our Virginia bourbons. And you know what's really, really kind of weird? Bowman Brothers, I think, in the past was kind of like the stuff on the bottom shelf. And you'll notice that as they have really paid attention to things, it's moved up and up. And I've had some really good stuff from them. I like it. I'm not an expert when it comes to bourbon. As I said, Heidi and I have some friends. And Jerry is one of those. Jerry is like a bourbon meister, a bourbon connoisseur. And he can tell you about all of the intricacies. And I know Jerry and Frank did the bourbon trail. I mean, that's really his thing. I like it, and I know that I like it, and that's about as far as it goes. Like the first time somebody told me about Pappy Van Winkle, and then it was like $300 a bottle. And I thought, well, there better be a $200 or $250 gift card in the bag because I'm not paying that. That's insane. And this guy's like, oh, you kidding me? Oh, I would do anything at all. It's a lottery to get that stuff. Let me get to a couple of quick texts here, because there's some really interesting ones on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, what damn business is it of yours whether we get a COVID vaccine or booster? It's not any of my business. I don't care. I'm asking for myself. Why? Because I'm unbelievably selfish and egomaniacal. But I am. I'm trying to figure out whether I should get this latest COVID booster. I'm thinking no. But I'm not sure. And then Heidi is getting ready to travel. And she actually will be traveling overseas, see some family over there. And she has gotten, I think she's gotten COVID twice. And Julie and I have, so far as we know, never gotten COVID. And then we were wondering, well, is it possible that I got COVID or Julia got COVID, but we were not, you know, we were asymptomatic. I don't know. I'm not sure. Don in Chesterfield has a pretty interesting note here. He says, Jeff, wouldn't it be ironic if Joe Biden were so upset with the Democratic Party elites for dumping him that he actually decided to pardon Donald Trump of all the bogus criminal charges before he left office? Wow. What a smack in the face that would be to the Dems. I listen to your show every day. Please don't move on. Don in Chesterfield. Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate the kind words. And those, of course, are immediately obliterated by an 804 text that says, Trump's head exploded this morning, Jeff, and Vance is no better. You just keep being a bootlicker. All right. I don't think I'm licking anybody's boots. I'm not carrying anybody's water. But I do know. I mean, there's some things I believe in and some things I don't. There are some things that I hold really, really, really near and dear. And some that I don't. And I love my kids. And I would like to leave to my sons a nation that is worth receiving. And so I know we have a lot of fun and there are a lot of goofy things and weird things that we may address. But my underlying motivation here is to do the right thing for the right reasons and to do the best I possibly can for my sons. I want them to have opportunities. I want them to have rewarding lives. I'd like to put them on a path where they can have financial freedom and they can choose to not work because they're that set. That's what I'd like to do. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com